Hello and welcome back to Bees Buzz, your Brawl Stars podcast. In this episode, we're going to be listing my favorite game modes, or a tier list of them, from 1 to 7, the game modes that will be involved, I'll list, and then a tier list with the Brawl Pass skins, just so that the episode is not 5 minutes long, instead will be 7 to 10 minutes long, and I will be trying to explain and make the episode longer. See you guys in the main segment. This episode also will be titled Game Mode Tier List and More, so yeah. So now that we're in the main segment, today, up first, we'll be listing the events between Showdown, Brawl Ball, Hot Zone, Showdown, Solo Showdown, Brawl Ball, Hot Zone, Duo Showdown, Gem Grab, Siege, Bounty, and that's it. So, number 7 at the bottom of the list is going to be Siege. I don't think Siege is actually that fun. I just don't like the game mode very much. Just an idea of heist with robots that you try to control. I mean, I'll play it if I have a quest for it. But other than that, I do not play it very much. When it came out, I played it a lot. It was not in rotation yet. And me and my brother went and we tried it out and we played it for a while. So that was really fun. But no, it's not fun anymore. Number 6 is Gem Grab. Gem Grab, it's not a bad mode. Just the other modes outclass it. Playing Gem Grab with Gene in a lot of the brawlers that I like to play, such as Piper or Gene, are not viable in my favorite mode. Are not as viable in most maps on my favorite mode, but are viable in Gem Grab. At number 5 is Hot Zone. Honestly, Hot Zone is like these next 5 are super close together, Hot Zone being one of them. Hot Zone is just so much fun. But honestly, it being just how it is, or just how the game has been adapting to, I've really just been playing my favorite mode and my like top 3 favorite modes, and some of the time one of them isn't even out. So next up is Duo Showdown, significantly worse than Solo Showdown, just because you don't get the, in Solo Showdown you get to go by yourself, have a bunch of fun, and it will rely on your skills to win. And you don't have to worry about your teammates messing it up, because it's all you. In Duo Showdown, it's different, and your teammate can be really bad and die a bunch, but yeah. Next up is Brawl Ball. Such a fun mode. These 3 are the tightest. The next 3, Brawl Ball is so much fun. I found myself playing this game multiple times that I had some quests for him, but I was having so much fun playing it. And that wasn't even the reason why I play it, but yeah. Number 2 is Bounty. So much fun to go at a game where it's just for kills. I mean, I love trying to get kills in Brawl Stars, and Bounty just is a game mode that you only try to do that. And it's just so much fun. And last but not least, if you guys haven't guessed it yet, it is Solo Showdown. Solo Showdown is so much fun and actually is a very popular choice for favorite game mode. Now, in Showdown, you don't have to worry about other people tilting you. And the only reason that you will get tilted and it's not your fault is if you get double or triple teamed, camped, or many other things. You get trolled. And then there are those people who would just go and be the primo, sit by in the bush by the storm, throw you in, or be the Colette that sits in the bush by the lake near the storm and pushes you across the lake into the storm so that you can't win. The trolls, the annoyingness, but honestly, it's not that bad. But otherwise, yeah, Showdown is a very fun mode, and Solo Showdown is, and yeah, it's definitely my favorite mode by a long shot. If I ever get bored in Brawl Stars, that's my go-to mode, even though it takes a very long time. It's also one of the things that I use to push my brawlers to. And now, in the second part, we're just going to do it in this segment. where you're going to be ranking the Brawl Pass skins, all five of them. At number five is going to be Mecha Paladin Surge. Now, this is a very controversial pick, but no custom effects, and I honestly think that it looks kind of ugly. If it was a really, really good skin, such as Trixie Colette, I would have definitely gone for it, but yeah. Next up is Poco Star. Not a bad skin at all, actually very good, but the other skins outclass it by a lot. I haven't honestly seen Poco Star's effects, so I'm going to look it up. But yeah. So Poco Star is very cool. It looks very good. And I think that it is probably the best Poco skin, not gonna lie. Poco has some pretty bad skins, like Pirate Poco. They just completely failed that. But yeah. Hang on, just checking the gameplay out right now. No custom effects yet. So that is also why it is lower on this list. But how it looks is very phenomenal. And I assume that they will add some effects like they did with Brock. But otherwise, yeah. So next up is going to be Super Ranger Brock. That skin is very amazing. I love the skin quite a bit. It's very, very fun, and I don't see why you guys should not like it. So yeah. The super for Brock, the only thing that's changed about it is his basic attacks. I do not believe his super is, but the incendiary isn't changed, which I think they should actually do. And yeah, number two is Merchant Gale. Merchant Gale, at first I saw the skin, and we had not gotten Brawl Pass yet, and I was like, oh my gosh, this skin is definitely the best skin in the game. Over time, and when they made the snowball smaller, I stopped liking the skin. It just stopped being as cool when the snowballs were small. And finally, at number one, at the top of the list, is Trixie Colette. Trixie Colette is a very cool skin with her dash, with her heart, and oh my gosh, she looks so amazing. The devil look for Colette is very cool because she already has a creepy look to her, and she already looks kind of creepy when you play her. She has the shark-like teeth, and yeah. So I'll see you guys in the after segment. Thank you guys very much for listening to this episode of Beast Buzz. By the way, this is the 52nd episode of the podcast. The podcast has been going on for quite a while. And yeah, I thank you guys all for listening to it. Any new listeners, if you haven't heard in the previous episodes, make sure to leave a 5-star review and follow, like, subscribe. It really helps the podcast work out and will be better. And once I get to 10,000 views, it's possible I'll start a YouTube channel. So if you share this out with your friends and that kind of stuff, the YouTube channel could be coming your way. And there could be Brawl Stars gameplay in it. Most likely there will be. And there will also be League of Legends gameplay. And yeah. So I'll see you guys later in tomorrow's episode. If there is a tomorrow's episode. Depends on how busy I am. But yeah, see you guys later. Bye.